Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Hedgin, daf Lamed Beis. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And this just says Echadin Mamus Echadin Fashas B'drish V'Chakira. Whether we're dealing with Din Mamus or Din Fashas, in both situations the Edim need Drish and Chakira. Shnem Kras the pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yeh Lachem. By Din Fashas the pasuk says V'drash V'Chakarta, which is where the words Drish and Chakira come from. This is basically types of questions and inquiries and probing that we do into the Edim to make sure they're telling the truth. And since the pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yeh Lachem, that tells us that it's not only Dini Nefashis, it's also Dini Mamanis. However, even though we just said that Mamanis and Nefashis are the same thing, there's still going to be a number of differences. Mabin Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis, what's the difference between Mamanis and Nefashis? So you're going to have 10 differences. Dini Mamanis and Shleisha, Dini Nefashis, Ba'asim and Shleisha. Monetary cases have only 3 day on him, and Nefashis cases is 23 day on him. Dini Mamanis, Paiskim, Bein L'Schos, Bein L'Chaiva. When we begin judging a monetary case, we could start the discussion whether it's for Schos or for Chaiv. It could be for or against the guy. But with Dini Nefashis, Paiskim, L'Schos, and Paiskim, L'Chaiva, with Dini Nefashis, we're only allowed to start it with a schus for the fellow, we're not allowed to start out with a chayv for him. We're not allowed to start out discussing how we could paskin against him. Another difference, dini mamanis, matan al pi echad, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva, when dealing with monetary matters, we'll lean, meaning we'll paskin with just a majority of one, whether it's a schus or a chayva, whether it's for or against him, or zin nefashais, matan al pi echad l'schus, when dealing with nefashais, if we're paskining for him, meaning we're acquitting him, so then we can have a majority of just one. But val pi shnayim l'chayva, if we're going to paskin against him, so we need a majority of two. Another difference, dini mamanis, machzir, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva, by dini mamanis, we're going to go back, meaning we'll turn the din around if we've had new evidence pushing us in a different direction, whether it's a schos or l'chayva. But din nefashes, machzir l'schos, v'im machzir l'chayva, by din nefashes, we're only going to turn the din around if we find a new schos for him, but not if we find the chayv for him. That's because the pasuk tells us, v'tzilu ha'eda, the eda, the bezin, is always supposed to try to save the person, and so they pass on the schos, but then they found a new chayv for him, they can't bring that up, and it's already done, they pass on the schos. Now, the difference, din mamanis, hakom lam n'schos v'chayva, when dealing with the din mamanis case, everyone, even the talmidim who are watching the proceedings, they're there watching the entire, they can suggest something that's both a schos or l'chayva. Whereas din nefashes, hakom l'adim schos, when it's din nefashes case, anyone's allowed to be melamed schos, even if it's just a talmud that's watching, but in hakom l'adim chayva, not everyone's allowed to bring up something against him, only the dayanim, but not the talmidim. Another difference, din mamanis, ham l'amed chayva, melamed schos, v'am l'amed schos, melamed chayva. In din mamanis case, it doesn't mean that if the dayan started out to the chayv side, and then he decided to flip to the schos side, or vice versa, that's okay either which way. Whereas din nefashes, ham l'amed chayva, melamed schos, in din nefashes case, if a dayan started out b'chayv, he was against the fellow, and then he saw the schos for him, so he could flip that way. If a dayan started out discussing for schos for the guy, he's trying to acquit him, and then he sees a chayv for him, he can't switch and now go to the chayv side, because again, we have to try to save the fellow, not to convict him. Another difference, dini mamanis, donim b'yoyim v'garim b'layla. In dini mamanis case, we start judging during the day, and they could finish even at night. Whereas dini nefashos, donim b'yoyim v'garim b'yoyim, dini nefashos has to be judged during the day and it has to be finished during the day. We can't finish it at night. Also, dini mamanis, gamrim bay bayayim, bein l'schos, bein l'chayva, a dini mamanis case has to be finished that day. The day that they started judging, they have to finish it, they have to come out with a psak, whether it's l'schos or l'chayva, meaning if at the end of the day, by the time they're ready to call quits and go home, they're still ending up that they're paskining against the fellow, okay, that's it, that's the psak, end of story. Whereas dini nefashos, gamrim bay bayayim l'schos, if on that day they come out with a schos for the fellow and they're going to acquit him, so okay, that's when they're going to conclude, but ubayim shal achrav l'chayva, they're going to conclude only the next day if it's a chayv, meaning if it's at the end of the first day, and they see that they're going to paskin against this guy, that he's going to be chayv miso. We have to let the din sit overnight, and they pick up the discussions the next day to try to find a way to acquit him. Lefikach, therefore, ein dana loy b'erev Shabbos loy b'erev Yom Tov, no star in case of dini nefashos, erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, because if they're going to need to come out with the final psak din the next day, which is going to be Shabbos or Yom Tov, and it's going to turn out that he's chayv, they're going to convict him, and he's going to be chayv miso, well, they can't give him miso on Shabbos, and they're also not allowed to delay giving him miso till the next day, instead for no starting dini nefashos cases, erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov. Another difference, dini mamanis, hatmeis vataris, if it's a mamanis case, or if they're paskening if something is tomer or tahor, maschilin min agadol, the most chashiv judge, he's basically the one leading the bezdin, he's the one that gives his opinion first, whereas din nefashos, maschilin min atzad, by din nefashos cases, we start from the side. The reason why we're saying tzad is because the 23 judges would sit in a semicircle, and the most chashiv one would sit in the middle, and so by saying maschilin min atzad, that means we start from the least chashiv judge, that's because we're afraid that if the most chashiv judge, the head of the bezdin, he voices his opinion first, and people don't want to argue with him because he's the most chashiv, so there's not going to be a fair discussion for the accused, therefore we're going to start from the least chashiv dayan. And lastly, Mishnah says, "Hakol k'shein l'adam din mamanis." Any person is kosher to judge a din mamanis case, but ve'en hakol k'shein l'adam din nefashos. Not every person is kosher to judge din nefashos, except for the following: kaihanim levim v'yisraelim masim l'kahuna, kaihanim levim and yisraelim who are allowed to marry into kahuna. But other people, such as geirim and others, are not allowed to sit on the case of din nefashos. I think where it begins by asking on the first case, the Mishnah, din mamanis mi be'inu drish v'chakira. Does a regular monetary case need drish v'chakira? That we have to ask all these drish and chakira type questions to the edim? Rabbeinu will ask you a stira. We have a brass that tells us, shtar shezman ikasev be'echem b'nisan b'shemitah. A shtar, let's say shtar halva, the date written on it was the first of Nisan of Shemitah, which is halfway through Shemitah. Ubo edim, and edim come, v'amru, and they say, heichatem edim al shtar zeh. How could you give edis on this shtar? How could you edim have signed over here that the halva took place on the first of Nisan during Shemitah? V'alei b'yem pleni, manu yisim makam pleni. On that day, you were with us in a totally different place. Basically saying, you're edim zayim men. Don't worry, says the brassa, shtar kosher ve'edim k'cherin. The shtar is kosher and the edim are kosher. Why is that? Chashin Hashem echru. We have to be chashish that maybe they delayed it v'kazvu and they wrote it at a later date. For example, the shtar said that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon in Yerushalayim and was dated on the first of Nisan. What actually happened was that the loan did take place in Yerushalayim, but let's say a month prior, and they only got around to writing the shtar of Nisan, and that's why the date was the first of Nisan. But when they wrote the shtar, which again was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were in Bnei Brak, not in Yerushalayim, which they failed to note in the shtar, obviously, and the Edim HaMazimim are correct. How could you say the loan took place in Yerushalayim on the first of Nisan when you were with us in Bnei Brak on the first of Nisan? But that doesn't make them Edim Zayimin, it doesn't make their Edis Puzzle, because again, the loan took place a month prior in Yerushalayim, and the shtar was just written a month later in Bnei Brak, so there's no contradiction, and everyone's fine over here. Now here's the problem. If you want to say that Edim need Drisha Chakira, we basically have to grill them and ask them all these types of questions and probe into their Edos to discover exactly what happened and when it happened and know all the fine details of the case. Well, then, how can we even say this? There were Chayshesh, maybe the loan took place earlier, and they just delayed writing the shtar and wrote it then. Because the entire point of Drisha Chakira is to clearly establish what the Edim are saying, so that other Edim have the ability to contradict them or remazim them. So that doesn't make sense that we're able to be metarets for these Edim to answer up for them, oh, that there's no problem, they really wrote their shtar sometime after the loan. Explaining and defending the Edim is undermining the entire purpose of Drisha Chakira. So it seems to be based on this Braisa that there's an issue with our Mishnah, because that when our Mishnah say the Edim of Dini Mamanis needs Drisha Chakira, the Braisa seems not to say it like that. As the Gemara Lotamech, according to your line of reasoning, basically according to your line of questioning, Tikshi L'chamas Nisan, you should ask from a Mishnah instead of asking from a Braisa, ask from a Mishnah, which is a stronger question. What does Mishnah say? Shtar Chav HaMukdamim Psulim, a predated shtar is possible, because that makes a shibud on the karka of the borrower earlier than he actually borrowed the money, and that's not fair. Whereas Vamucharin Ksherim, if it's a post-dated shtar is kosher, because that's only to the detriment of the malveh, of the lender, because that means that the shibud on the karka of the loiveh is at a later date than it really should be, but if the malveh is okay with that, then that's totally fine. Now, if you want to say that we need Drishan Chakira of Edim by Dini Mamanis, Mucharin Ksherim, why is even a shtar mocher kosher, a post-dated shtar kosher? It shouldn't be. It should be possible just like a shtar muktam. So the Gemara says, holy kasha, that's not a question, meaning we shouldn't have asked this question from the Mishnah. The Adifa Mina Kamrinon, because asking from his Braisa turns out really to be stronger. Usually you're right, asking from a Mishnah is stronger, but the Braisa that we asked from is stronger. Why is that? Because Dafilu Echad B'Nisan B'Shemitah, even in the case of the Braisa, where the date written on the shtar was the first of Nisan of a Shemitah year, that's not common for people to lend money during a Shemitah year, because we know the Shemitah is Meshamet loans. It cancels all loans, and therefore it would be funny to have such a date written on a shtar. There's much less of a reason to answer up for those Edim and say, oh, actually they delayed it and wrote the shtar at a later date, and actually the loan took place earlier, because a person wouldn't want to make his shtar look bad by having the first of Nisan of a Shemitah year written in it. So you might think that a shtar with this date, Echad B'Nisan B'Shemitah, is for sure not a good shtar, and there's no reason to answer up for these Edim, and it can't be that they actually wrote it at a later date. Even so, since Shemitah only is going to cancel a loan, this din of Shemitah's Ksafim, that all loans are canceled, only takes place at the end of Shemitah, Machshirinon, we still will be Machshir the Shtar that says Echad B'Nisan B'Shemitah, because there's still 6 months left of Shemitah, and that's the whole Chiddush of the Braisa, which is why we asked from the Braisa and not from the Mishnah. The Gemara concludes, though, Mikol Makom Kasha, either which way you're right, it is a good question. Our Mishnah says very clearly that Drisha Chakira is something that has to happen by Dina Mamanus cases, whereas based off the case of the Braisa, it seems to be that there's no Drisha Chakira of Edim in a Mamanus case. And so it's a good question. Now, before we get to the answers, the Gemara tells us, Simen Charpash is a simen of the four answers the Gemara is given to this stira. So Amr Chanina, the first one is Rab Chanina, that's the Ches. The real Dvar Tara, Echadin Mamanus, Echadin Fashas, Drisha Chakira, the Midai Raisa, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Whether Edim of Dina Mamanus or Dina Fashas, we have to do Drisha Chakira and ask them all these details, when, where, how, what, all the different details. Shenemar Kaz says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, and Umatam Amr Dina Mamanus, Levi and Drisha Chakira. So why is it they said, and this is referring to the Braisa, that Dina Mamanus does not need Drisha Chakira, Kadesh Laitin Aldas Bifnei Levin, so as not to close the door in front of borrowers? If a lender knows that his Edim, they're going to be signed on the Shtar Halva, are going to be grilled in Bezdin, what happened, when did it happen, how did it happen, and there's obviously a much bigger chance of them becoming puzzle, undergoing this grueling questioning, then the lender is not going to lend money, and borrowers are not going to be able to borrow money. In order to prevent that, we want people to be able to borrow money. The Chacham said, okay, no Drisha Chakira, and that's what the Braisa is talking about. out. Asking where Eliyata, if that's really so, that Edom Adini Mamas cases don't need Jewish Hakira, Lan Bez on Bez on top, To Lo Yishalmu. If the Dayanim make a mistake in their Psak, they shouldn't have to pay for that. They shouldn't have to take that money out of their pocket, which we know from a previous Gemara they must do. If they make a mistake in Psak, they have to pay for it. But if they weren't able to be Darish and Chaker the Edom, they should be able to say, it's not fair. We weren't able to get all the details of the case in order to be able to Paskin properly. And so they shouldn't have to pay. The Gemara says, no, they still have to pay because Kol Shekein Shetel Dos Bifnei Leivin, for sure, if the Dayanim wouldn't have to pay if they made a mistake in Din, of course it's going to close the door in front of borrowers. No one's going to want to lend any money if he knows that if the Dayanim make a mistake in Psak, they're not going to have to pay for it. And therefore, the Dayanim would still have to pay for it if they make a mistake. Rav Amar, he explains, is our second answer. The Masisun Dahachim Dina Knossos, Amar is talking about cases of penalties, a Knas, and that has nothing to do with Hayalva, and therefore there's no issue of Tinel Dels Bifnei Leivin, which is why the Edom of our Mishnah do need Jisha Chakira, whereas the Idach, the Braisa, is by Dars Valvois, when we're talking about Hidars and Valvois, which is basically loan cases, so then there is an issue of Tinel Dels Bifnei Leivin, and that's when we do not need Jisha Chakira of the Edom. Rav Papa Amar, he says, and this is our third answer, Edom Edom by Dav Alva, both our Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about Hidars and Valvois, whereas Khan Bedin Maruma, Khan Bedin She'enim Maruma, our Mishnah is talking about where it's a Din Maruma. The Dayanim suspect that there's a Ramai, there's a cheater, a swindler over here, and that somebody's being dishonest, and that's what Mishnah says. Okay, we need Jewish Hakira because we have to try to get out this Ramai. Whereas the Brass is talking about, there's no issue of a Ramai, it's not an issue of Ramos, and therefore no Jewish Hakira necessary. And where to get this from? Because Rish Lakish is just like Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish Rami, Rish Lakish asks a Stirok. Siv, one Pasuk says, but Tzadik Tishpat Amisecha, you shall judge your nation with righteousness. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, Tzadik Tirdoif, you shall pursue righteousness with his double Lashon. So why does one Pasuk say once, but Tzadik, and another Pasuk has double Lashon of Tzadik Tzadik? HaKetzad, Kan B'din Meruma, Kan B'din She'in Meruma. One is when it's a Din Meruma. That's when the Pasuk says Tzadik Tzadik. You have to really pursue righteousness to make sure to uncover the Ramai if there really is one. But the first Pasuk, it says Tzadik Tishbite, that's it. That's simple. That's referring to where there's no Ramai. I wouldn't need any extra vigilance. Rav Ashi Amar, he's our last answer, and he's really going on where Reish Lakish said, Masisin Kidishaninon. Our Mishnah is like we answered, meaning we had three previous answers, and Rav Ashi is saying, I agree with these three previous answers, whichever one you want to go with, they're perfectly good to explain the difference between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Whereas Karadi's Pesukim, the Reish Lakish just quoted, Echad Ladin v'Echad L'Pshara. One Pasuk is telling us you have to go with a strict judgment, and the other one's telling us we have to go with Pshara, that we need a compromise. Kedetan is just like a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, you shall pursue righteousness, and again we have this double Lashon, Echad Ladin v'Echad L'Pshara. One is for the strict judgment, and one is for the Pshara, for a compromise. Ketzad has his come out. So let's say, Shtei Sfinos Erez Benar, we have two ships that are going in a river, one upstream, one downstream, Upaguza Bezet, and they encounter each other in a narrow passageway where only one of them can pass. Im Everstein, if both of them try to go through at the same time, Shtein Toivis, both of them are going to drown. They're going to smash into each other. There's not enough room for both, and they're both going to sink. Whereas Bzecharzeh, if they go one after the other, Shtein Oivis, then both of them will go through successfully. But that means that one of them has to move to the side or back up a little bit in order to let the first one through. Vachin Shnei Gemalim, same thing with two camels. Show you Oimel Miles Beis Chayron. They're going up the steep paths of Beis Chayron, Upagza Bzeh, and they encounter each other, one going this way, the other one going that way. Imol Shnein, if they both try to go, Shnein Neiflin, both of them are going to fall because the path is so narrow and there's a steep cliff on both sides. If they both try to squeeze through this narrow mountain passageway, they're both just going to topple down the sides and crash down below. Whereas Bezecharzeh, if they go one after another, Shnein Oilin, so then both of them are going to go through successfully. And obviously, over here also, one of them would have to back up and move to the side to let the other one go through. HaKetzad, so we're at a stalemate, what do we do? The answer is, Te'una v'she'ina te'una, Tidcha she'ina te'una v'nei te'una. If one of them is loaded with merchandise and the other one is not, it's empty. So the one that doesn't have a load on it is pushed away, it has to back down in front of the one that does have a load. The one that has a load is more chashav. Also, Kriva v'she'ina kriva, if one of them is closer to its city of origin and one is further away, Tidcha kriva v'nei she'ina kriva. The one that's closer to its city of origin, it gets pushed away from the one that's further away. But let's say Hayushtein kriva v'shtein rechaikas, both of them are just as far, both of them are just as close, or let's say both of them are loaded or unloaded, Hatel Pshar b'neihen. So in this case, we make a compromise in between them, Malas Chayr Zuluzu, and one pays off the other, gives the other one a little bit of money for letting him go first, and that's what they do. And that's where we see that sometimes we go with strict din, and sometimes we go with Pshara. And once we're discussing this pasuk, we continue it. Tan Rabbanan, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif, Halach Achar Bezin Yafet. This tells us to go look for a good bezin, the best bezin you could find. If there's two Batei Dinim in the city, and one of them is much better than the other, go to the better bezin, don't go to the one which is lesser quality, if you will. And what's an example of this? Achar Rebbe Lezer Lod, go to Rebbe Lezer and Lod, Achar Rebbe Yechim Zakai Lebor Chayil, go to Rebbe Yechim Zakai and Bor Chayil. And once we brought up these places, Tan Gemara tells us, Kol Rechaim Barney, if there's a sound of a millstone in Barney, which is a place, Shavu HaBen, that means that there's a Shavu HaBen, there's a Bris Milah. This is talking about when there was persecution that they weren't allowed to have open Bris Milahs. You couldn't just post a sign and show there's a Bris today. So they had to do some sort of trick to let everyone know, and therefore they'd have the mill grinding, everyone would hear it, and they would say, oh, this reminds me of the grinding of the herbs that are going to help heal the baby's Bris, and that tells me that there's Bris Milah. And similarly, Ar Haner, Bar Chayil, if there was light of a candle in Bar Chayil, is the either if there was candles lit during the day or a lot of candles lit at night. So that tells us, mishtasham, that there's a mishta there, there's a feast, it could be a chasen or some other feast, and that was the way that everyone know, because again, they weren't allowed to do this in the open, so this is a quiet message to be able to send to everybody. And Tanarabana, going back to this pasuk, tzedek tzedek tirdaif, this tells us, halch achar chacham liyeshiva, go after chachamim in yeshiva. The yeshivas weren't just for sitting and learning, they also had a bezdin there. So you want to go to a bezdin, go to yeshiva, and you're going to find the best bezdin there. Which yeshiva should you go to? So achar belezer lud, go to belezer's bezdin in lud, achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bar Chayil, go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bar Chayil, achar Rabbi Shula Pekian, Rabbi Shula was in Pekian, achar Rabbi Gamliel Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel was in Yavne, achar Rabbi Kiva ben Nebrak, Rabbi Kiva was in Bnei Brak, achar Rabbi Masi Leroimi, Rabbi Masi was in Rome, achar Rabbi Chanani ben Tiradin Lesichni, he was in Sichni, achar Rabbi Yisrael Tzipairi, Rabbi Yisrael was in Tzipairi, achar Rabbi Yehuda ben Basir Lenetzivin, he was in Netzivin, and achar Rabbi Shula Legaila, Rabbi Shula was in Diaspora, and achar Rabbi Lebe Sha'arim, Rabbi was in Be Sha'arim, and achar Chama in Lishkas HaGazis, the Chama were in Lishkas HaGazis, which is a room in the compound of the Beis HaMikdash, which is where the Sanhedrin Gedaila sat. And Gittin wanted to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Dini Mamanis Paischen V'chulu, that with Dini Mamanis, were Paischen Bein Mischus, Bein L'chiyuv, meaning they could start the conversation whether they're for or against the accused, but with Dini Nefashas, they're only allowed to open pro the accused, not against him. The question is, Hey Chamrinon, what is it that they say? What does that mean? That they start the discussion that they're for the accused and they're not against him. So Rav Yehuda says, Hachi Amrinul Hu, this is what they tell the Edim, the Dayanim tell the Edim right away. Mi Amr Kedigam Risu, who says that it's like you say? You say that Reuven killed Shimon. Who says that's true? And that's what it means to be Paisach Beschus. So Amr Ula, Ula asked him, Vachas Minul Hu, we're locking them in. Literally, this means we're muzzling them. If they say they're Eidos, and immediately after they say it, we tell them, who says, maybe you're saying false Eidos, that's going to cause them to retract it immediately. And since it's Teichel Edibor, that's going to be a valid retraction, and we're not going to have Eidos over here. The Gemara says, what's the problem? So let's muzzle them. Who cares? Milai Tanya, don't even rest. It says, Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, he tells us, we schlepped the Eidim from one place to another. They should get all tired, and be chazer from their Eidos. This is something that we do to Eidim. We schlepped them from one place to another. We say, you know, this place is not good. Let's go to that place. And we say, you know, not that room, this room. Kind of like them surrounded Panim and Eretz Yisrael. They say, go to this room and that guy and that pekid and that person. And they make you a meshuggah a whole day. You're schlepping from here to there. It's the same thing with the Eidim. And that's where they should back down from their Eidos if in truth they're giving false Eidos. So what's the problem to be chaisim them? The Gemara says, no, me dummy, is that comparable? Hasam over there, memela kamitchu. They're going to do it on their own. They're going to decide, I'm being schlepped around from here to there. It's not worth it to give my false Eidos. But hacha kadachinul hu biadayim. Over here, we're pushing them away biadayim. They came, they said their Eidos, and then right away we're telling them, who says, maybe you're lying, maybe it's not true. That's pushing them away biadayim, and that far we can't go. Ela marula, rather, this is what Ula says we do in order to show that we're being paiseach bezchos. Hachemrina, this is what we say. We look at the accused and we tell him, yeshcha eidim lazimam, do you have any eidim that are going to be mazim, these eidim that just testified against you? And that's the way we're paiseach bezchos. However, Omali Rabba told him, how could that be? V'chi paschim v'schusa shal zeh, shehi chay vasa shal zeh? Are we going to start out with a schus for one person that's a chay for the other person? If the accused ends up bringing eidim hamazimim, that's going to be a chay for the eidim zayimim. And that's not called being paseach b'schus if that's going to end up getting the other eidim in trouble. Asking more, why not? Mi have a chay vasai? Is that really a chay for the person? Is that a chay for the first set of eidim just by saying, do you have eidim hamazimim? Vatanan, we have Mishnah that says, ain eidim zayimim neragin, the eidim zayimim won't be killed achi gamra din, until there's gamra din. And therefore, even if the accused does bring Eidim Hamazimin, the Eidim Zayman are not going to get killed until there's Gemar Din. So really, it's not for the Chayv of the first Eidim. So he answered, no, Hachi Amina, this is what I mean to say. Ilu Shasekai, if he's quiet, meaning the accused doesn't say anything, Adim Igmardina, and he waits all the way until there's Gemar Din, Umaisi Eidim, and then he brings Eidim, Umazim Lahu, and those Eidim are Mazim, the first ones, Havali Chavas Shalzeh. That turns out to be for the Chayv, for the detriment of the Eidim Zayman of the first set of Eidim, and we, the Bezin, were the ones that started that because we told him, hey, do you have Eidim Hamazimim? And that's not something that we're able to do. Again, if we're trying to be paseach b'schus of the accused, it can't be that we're throwing somebody else in the doghouse at the very same time. So Elam Rabba, rather Rabba says, Amrina Lay, we ask him as follows, Yeshcha Eidim l'hachishon, do you have Eidim to contradict the first Eidim? And that's why we're paseach b'schusai. Now, Rav Kana Amar, he gives a different suggestion, that the Dayanim tell the Eidim, medivreichem, based off what you just said, nizdaka pliny, the accused is going to come out as zakai, he's going to end up being acquitted. And even though it's not official psak, they're going to continue on and discuss his din, that's at least called being paseach b'schus. They're saying confidently, don't worry, we're going to acquit him. And by Rav Adam Chavaya, both of them say, Amrina Lay, they tell him, Eloi Katalto Lo Sidchal. If you really didn't kill anybody, you don't have anything to be afraid of, so don't worry. And that's called being Pazek B'Schusai. And Rav Ashi Amar, he says, Kol Mishadei Lo Schus, Yav V'Lamid Olav. They make an announcement that anybody who knows the Schus for this fellow, come and say the Schus for him. And that's how they're Pazek B'Schusai. And Tanya Kavasu Dabai, Varava, we have a brass just like Abai and Rava. Rebbe Amir Rebbe says, the Pazek tells us in regards to a suspected Saita, Im Loi Shachavei Shaisach, Vim Loi Satis V'Gaimer, the one of the things the Kain tells her, is that if a man did not lay with you and if you did not stray from your husband, Lam Gimel Amud Aleph on top, Mikan from here we learn, Shapeschem Din Fasha is Tchil Chilul L'Schos, then when we start Din Fasha's case, which is what Saita is, she's going to end up dying if she did do something wrong, we still start out with a S'chos, because again, as we see from the words of the Pasuk, he says if a man didn't do this, if you weren't Iver, and that's called being Paisech B'S'chos, which is just like what Abai and Rava said, that they tell this fellow, if you didn't kill anyone, don't worry, you have nothing to be afraid of. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.